I could ask you, if you have a cell phone, either put it on silence or turn it off. If you get a call, take your body in the cell phone outside so you don't disturb what's going on. And we will ask Reverend Herschel Powell to have our invocation.
Our fathers, we come before you tonight. We thank you, God, for your blessings to this day. We thank you for our city commissioners and the work that they do for the government that we have. We thank you, Lord, for the order that you have ordained in society. And God, we just pray your blessings upon each one. Guide their hearts, guide their minds, give them the wisdom and the strength and the will to carry out your work in their positions. Just have your will and way in our life, we pray. Bless those that are sick and afflicted among us. Watch over and keep each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mr. Bobby Miller, if we could ask you to lead us in.
I am governed, place the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you both. Appreciate very much you coming, and we appreciate everybody who's here. It's good to have people here. We meet the certification of the Sunshine Law.
Yes, we do.
And we're ready for roll call.
Mayor Hooper.
Here.
Commissioner Crabtree.
Here.
Commissioner Parker.
Here.
I should be called Buzz. Commissioner Atherton. Vice Mayor Nunley.
Here.
City Manager, Mr. Mestro.
Here.
And City Attorney, Mr. Austin.
Here.
Approval of the minutes previously.
We need to have that public hearing first.
Oh, that's, well, it's not on my thing. So
it's on the top.
Oh, at the very tippy top.
Mm-hmm.
We are about to make a change in zoning. At the request of Citizens Tri-County Bank to change a piece of property that was at one time a trucking company owned by Gary Hooper, and we are changing that to an industrial zoning at their request. Do we have any comments from anybody in the audience? Dave?
What are we changing it from?
We are changing it from an commercial, I can't remember.
It's mixed use right now.
It's mixed use, it can be anything,
but not commercial.
Right.
I mean, it can't be industrial.
Industrial.
So we're changing it to where it can be industrial.
From commercial to industrial. There's the possibility with this zoning change that we would get a small factory for manufacturing wood stoves that, it's really interesting. It burns a wood product that virtually leaves no mess. So, do we have any input that anybody wants to give? If not, we will move on down the agenda. Okay, approval of the previous meeting minutes from the 13th and the 27th. I just have one question. We voted to buy a backhoe attachment. Have we done that yet?
Yes, we've ordered it.
It should be done and built by the 15th.
They have to build it.
I just noticed somewhere, coming around Kettner's Mill Road today, they obviously the county or somebody been digging out the.
Yeah, they're working on the Whitwell Mountain today.
The only other thing I saw was on the April 13th under old business on number 2, since a motion was made by, and then it doesn't.
I forgot to put it there. Yeah, that's good. I don't remember. I'll have to look back.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Go back in your notes.
Yeah.
Any other additions or corrections? Do I hear a motion that we accept these minutes as they are given?
With the correction.
With the corrections.
Make the motion.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? New business, Mr. Miller has something he'd like to present to us about the Veterans Park. And by the way, thank you very much on behalf of all of us for these very nice cups. Are you in any chance of selling these for anybody? For someone to buy one?
Getting a lot of board members. Yeah, we sell them on half thing, you know.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Ms. Mayor Hooper and all the board members here tonight, on behalf of Veteran Memorial Park, I got a plaque here I want to give the city and the board members for y'all's donation and your contribution to the Veteran Park up here.
Well, Mr. Miller, I accept this on behalf of all of us, and I'll pass it down so they can look at it, but truly, you all are the ones who deserve the plaque.
Well, if it wasn't for the y'all's donations and volunteers and other donations, that park wouldn't be here. We don't owe a dime on that park.
Appreciate you.
We got a Jeep working on fixing one of the parks. We hope to have it ready where they can drive it in parade and into said park when it ain't in parade to pull it back to pump it.
Thank you very much.
But thank you, Doc.
And somewhere back there is our lovely Chamber of Commerce lady, and she's gonna talk to us about litter. Judy Blevins.
Thank you, Mayor Hooper and City Manager and Commissioners. Thank you for allowing me to have just a few minutes to come and speak to you about a campaign for anti-littering that the Marion County Chamber of Commerce has just started. So let me tell you a little bit about how it got started. In our January meeting, after the meeting here with our business, and we were going around and different people were talking about things, updates in their businesses and so forth. And David Anderson, who is the president and CEO of Colonial Chemical, which is in Newville, really has a passion for keeping beautiful Marion County beautiful. And he happened to say at that time that he was just concerned about so much roadside litter and the impact that it has on our economy. And it wasn't that we hadn't heard that before, because we had certainly observed it ourselves, and we had also heard that from other employers. But for some reason at that time, it just really resonated with us. So by the next meeting, the chamber president had selected a committee to kind of look at what role the chamber could play in addressing the anti-litter. So ultimately, after the committee met a couple of times, they decided that the chamber was uniquely qualified to look at the economic impact of littering in our community. So, you know, it affects everything from the real estate to prospective new businesses looking to come to establish in Marion County. It even affects our health. So the chamber said, yes, what we need to do first is to just try to raise awareness and look at what opportunities we may have to address the problem. Studies tell us that there are really three ways that you can make an impact on littering, and that is to educate and start just as young as you can, so that children will learn and continue to learn that littering is just not something you do. You have a cup, you don't throw it out of the car window, you take it until you find a place to put it responsibly. And the second thing is accessibility. Do people know where the landfill is? Do they know where the convenience centers are? Do they know the hours? And if they're in a place where they're gonna have some trash that needs to be disposed of, are there receptacles around that are convenient for them? And then the third thing is consequences. There are laws that say that address littering if someone is so caught. And so those three things really are things that can make a difference in the littering problem that you have. So what the chamber wants to do is just flood the market any way that we can think of. We're gonna put things in the radio, on the newspaper, and so forth. Here's some things that we've already done. We are meeting with and partnering with local governments, with organizations and clubs, just to kind of let you know where we stand and get your help and support. And by the way, let me say that this is the fourth meeting I've been to in about 10 days, and poor David, it's time to take a nap. And they did each one of them, but I have never been to a meeting where there was refreshments. I'm going to go back to the next meeting. I'm going to Orem next. I'm going to look for refreshments.
You tell it. Tell them they're slacking.
Yeah. So we're partnering with governments such as yours just to apprise you where we are and ask for your support. We are also offering $500 scholarships or grants to people who might be interested. Now, $400 is not a lot of money if you're a big business. But if you're a Cub Scout group or you're a church and you would like to be able to help by just dotting a little portion of your street or whatever, and you don't have any of the grabbers or the jackets that you might need to do that, then we would be happy for you to apply for that. You can apply between now and June the 1st, and if anybody is interested, I actually happen to have an application or two with me, but I also can send those to you on email if you would like. And we've already started with the education part. The Tennessee Highway Patrol brought their little litter bug, their little Volkswagen litter bug, and we visited all of the Head Start centers in Marion County. That was a great success. In fact, we got out these little bags that looked like this that the county mayor's office has. And one of the mothers told us that after her son got home that very afternoon, that before he asked for a snack or anything, he took his little bag and walked around the neighborhood to see if he could pick up some trash. So I don't think that little boy's going to be a litterer. That's what I'm hoping anyway. And also, it was mentioned by someone in the committee that perhaps we need to have a map. Who is responsible for what in our county? You know, we have state roads, we have county roads, we have city roads, and a lot of people don't know the difference, really. And so whose responsibility is, and I tell you, I'm learning a lot about littering, more than I ever thought I would. But we are developing a map to see just exactly whose responsibility it is to pick up and when they would do that. Of course, we would never litter, we wouldn't have to pick up. That's another story. And then we want to prioritize those areas of greatest need. Where are the biggest problems in our county? And you may know that in your own city better than anyone else. And then, as I said, social media. We're putting everything we can on our Facebook page, in the newspapers and so forth. And I am asking you that if you have an event that you may incorporate anti-littering something in, or you know of something that's going on in your area, such as the Tennessee American Water Company picked up recently on East Valley Highway, and that was wonderful, Valley View Highway, and that was wonderful. If you know of something like that, give me a call or email me at the chamber office. We want to let that be known. We want to not only thank you, but we want to use that as an inspiration to somebody else too. So bottom line is, do you think there's littering in your community? Just think about that. If you think that there is, if you start thinking about it, even if you've never noticed it, it's kind of a curse once you start thinking about it. You see it everywhere. And then once you see it, if you are so inclined to want to do something about it, you know, they say that people who are bothered by something, that means they're the ones that need to do something about it. So let us know if you have anything that you're planning in that regard. The county mayor has there's a TDOT grant program, and they're working with us on that. And he's even thinking maybe at some point we could have a countywide Sparkle Day, which would be wonderful. If you come up with any ideas you can think of, if the chamber could help you in any way, please let us know, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
We have a beautiful valley, and we need to take care of it. I get irritated. Yesterday, or day before, even I walked
the grants
the
are June 30, and I'm sorry.
Picking up things people had left.
Could I say one other thing?
Yes, ma'am.
I found out today. Laura Williams, who is with the state TDOT beautification program, I've spoken with her on the telephone today, and the state is going to kick off, I think on June the 5th, a new statewide anti-littering program. And she's going to be at our chamber meeting on June the 15th, and you're encouraged to come and hear her.
Thank you. Bobby, what? Yeah.
I've been following her too, but these meetings and stuff.
I thought you were the only ones that get a little...
She got a good point down there the last one. She said, they've even found hypothermic niggas and stuff, and these ditches and stuff. So if you're picking stuff up, or somebody you know picking them up, they need to watch it. And
yeah.
You know, police told y'all down there, they would dispose of them, just call the police department. They can come get them disposed of.
Actually
absorb
just
because you never know where you don't need it. It's being used and throw them out, and yeah,
Be careful what you pick up. That is so true. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
Can I say something too?
Yep.
Judy, the Jerry White, he's my first magician. That's what his whole show is about, educating children.
And that's through the grant.
The grant. He does a good job with that.
Yes, he does.
He does a good job with whatever he does. All right. City manager's report.
Yes, ma'am. The steel doors to make the restrooms handicap or ADA compliant. The two doors that we're looking at, it's going to run $1,142 or $571 per door. I'm asking if the commission will approve us to purchase those items.
Can I just ask about these, both of these things? Are these the only quotes we got, or are they the lowest, or?
This one, Burdock, you couldn't find the steel doors like we needed for any board by here, right?
This is the only supplier.
Yeah.
I just want to be.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And Lowe's don't carry the kind, because we need steel frames.
And then for the playground, we'd like to put some mulch down. As you can see, one of the quote from Bliss is $2,020, and the quote that we got from Mulch Direct is $4,200. And so I'm asking if we can use Bliss in order to get the 100 cubic yards of wood fiber.
Can we vote on both of these the same time?
That's fine.
Do I hear a motion that approve the purchase of these two items?
Make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I have one question about the financial report. on the hand number, page 7, I didn't understand. I got almost fainted because I thought we were seriously in debt here. It said loss.
It's because when you own governments, government has, we're cash basis.
I got it.
We don't recognize our property tax until the end of the year.
Right.
So your property tax is not added into that.
Okay.
And we have collected $137,786.65 of property tax. So you have to take that off the bottom line first.
Yeah.
So that makes it $374,277. But of that loss of $374, we have used $194,000 and transferred to State Street Aid for paving, which is given back to the community.
Okay.
So I consider it, and even though we have to expense it, it's still something that an asset to me, that we've infrastructure. And then we did some capital outlay of $38,729.49 was the park, which was the grant that we had to pay for. That's the bottom line. There's more expenditures and revenue coming in of $140,740.24, which has to do with some of the grants and stuff. We still have some outstanding money that we've not collected.
That's my only question.
Yeah.
So when that money comes in,
hopefully, because there's we've not got a lot of our business tax money because of the way the state stopped it.
Right.
They do a year, it does it from January to December now. And they have to do their tax returns on business tax returns by April the 15th. And they're just now starting to roll in to get the money in from that. So we're looking at about $15,000 or $20,000 more in business tax money that we should be getting.
So we're not really in the hole of $300.
No, no.
That's all that too.
Yeah, I bet.
It was
close
we
I came to a
See, the 190, a like I said, $194,000 is transferred, is a transfer. And they consider that expenditure, but it's really not. It's going into another account.
Gotcha.
And where is that coming? That's coming from the state.
It goes, it was going to, from the general fund going into the State Street
into
Aid.
The State Street Fund.
That we used to do paving with.
Yes.
So they're not using a fiscal year for tax, business tax.
They do the fiscal year now. And used to it was everybody had a different year. Each classification had like September year end, July year end, different year end. Now everybody's December unless you are a C Corp.
Gotcha. Any other questions about the financial report. We don't have to take any action on this, we just read.
We're still running under expenditures. Every department is running under expenditures. The police department's running $30-something thousand under expenditure.
Good for them. All right, you have your police report. Anybody have any questions about it?
Well, I did have one more question about the...
Yes.
Budget. What was the $40,000 on the sidewalk grant? Was that something that...
Where is it at?
It's on page five at the bottom. Was that taken out of the multimodal?
Yes, that's the multimodal. I have paid out that money to the state of Tennessee, and we'll get everything but 5% of that back. Had to pay engineering fees.
Okay.
So we'll be getting that back.
We have our fire department report. Y'all, I was just talking to our attorney about this. If we had to pay these people for the good that they do, I mean, you look at this, average response time is 5 minutes. And they come and they train and they, if you see a fireman, you really need to brag on them big time. Anybody have any questions or comments you want to make about the fire department?
We got two right here.
We say good job.
So go brag on them, y'all. Good job, y'all. I'm telling you now, volunteers, fire department at the park, it's so many things. I don't know what we do without volunteer hours, not only in this city, but in Department of Education, all over the county. I do not know how we would survive without the people who volunteer to do things. Just super. All right, you have your library report. Does anybody have any questions about the library report?
Todd asked me to address this to you guys right now. We agree on this, but I want to put up the little libraries like Dunlap has and like they just did down in Jasper. But Commissioner Nunley and Rodney are afraid, because you know how much vandalism we have at the park, that, that wouldn't be a really good place to put it. But we're kind of racking our brain trying to figure out where to put them. So if anyone has any ideas, I have a carpenter that will build the boxes, but...
In case you don't know what she's talking about, folks, the first one in Marion County is just a little box, and it has books in it. It's in, I think theirs is out by their walking trail.
Yes, ma'am. Even.
And, you know, June Grimes started this. She just puts books in there. People take them, bring them back, or not bring them back. It doesn't really matter, as long as hopefully they don't tear the box up. I think the library has a ton of books they can put in there that, you know, are just hanging out doing no good, and they can't be used in the library because they had been stored for 100 years and need to be out there. So we need to think about where we could put this. Is this something, if we could agree on it as a commission and give permission to put it somewhere? So
one of the thoughts that...
Okay, one of your thoughts as
well. Well, one of the discussions that we had in reference to that, especially the concerns with the park, would be placing it here at City Hall. Folks coming in, to pay bills or to do business here, you know, we could have it here to where they have easy access to it.
Wait.
Plus, we could put it in between either the courtroom door and in the PD door.
You mean put it on the sidewalk?
Yes, ma'am.
I know the school that I'm at now, they have it at the entrance to the school so that the parents coming in and out, I think they have one at every school out there that they can have access when they're coming in and out of the school.
I think it'd be a good idea to have them in different little areas.
It'd be nice to have one or two.
Yeah. I think it would be good to try them at the park. To put a couple up, maybe one at the walking track and one at the thing, just to try. And if they vandalize them, then
you could take it down.
Yeah.
It?
Well, you know, you got to think in terms of vandalism. When we got the rail car, I had a county maintenance man tell me it would be burned in a week, and that was 18, 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be nice. I see what Baron was talking about, because
be
they could be sitting there watching their kids. They might go over and get a book and start to read and read a book while they're watching their kids play.
So what we have to do is give permission. How many do you want to put out right now? One?
Two. I had talked to Jimmy Rogers down at Raceway, and in that little grassy spot between the volunteer bank and the deck was one spot I had thought about. I don't like the idea of here because there's no children. Did that come through here to get books?
Okay. If he's willing, the Rogers is, to let us put one there, and we can try one if we would like at the park, but we have to have a motion to allow that to happen. So do I hear a motion that we put, they're called little libraries, I think, isn't that what they're called?
Where we
would put two, because the librarian is asking for two, and personally I think it's a great idea. But where? So do I hear a motion about where we might put these, or if we put them?
What about by the new park bench that we got from the camp?
Is the park bench
there? I don't know. Is the park bench there?
Well, it needs to be right there by the walking track. Yeah. We're going to put one.
We've got to pour a slab to put
the bench. I can't get the mayor and the vice mayor to get where we're going to put it.
Hey, he's your park board chairman. Don't talk about it.
It's rained every time.
I know it's been too rainy to do it.
I think they was going to let him pour the concrete.
Okay, let's bird walk off here. Where you want? What do you want, Micah?
One at Jim Rogers if he'll let us in that spot, and one at the park at the walking track.
All right. We have a motion that we put one down by Jim Rogers's and one at the walking track. Do I hear a second?
A second.
All in favor, let me know by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. All right. So there you go.
Can I just say one little thing?
Yes, Judy.
There are two other in Marion County, and they're at the Shell Mountain Campground, and they kind of get offended when you say it.
I'm sorry, because that's the only one I need. Thank you. So there's two, one at Shell Mound?
There's two at Shell Mound.
Two at Shell Mound and one in Jasper. All right. Now there'll be five. We're going to start reading in Marion County instead of watching this trash TV. That'll be a miracle. Okay. All right, we have senior citizens report. Anybody have any questions that we'll ask or comments you want to make about senior citizens reports?
Great job.
We do have a comment on our van.
And
we have got in touch with the man, and it was going to take longer if we did the bus door, so we have opted out to do a grab bar and the sliding door. And they'll get one extra seating with that, so we can get it within 10 days, he said. That was the other day.
It should be going on the transport van to here on Friday.
And then we're going to see BJ and those senior citizens just puffing up and down this road, aren't we? Mm-hmm.
Then we got to get him.
We're going to probably see BJ with the big grin on her face.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Red.
Fire engine red. Yeah. We are not going to miss that.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to say that this is National Older Americans Month, and we have received a proclamation from the governor.
And I have
it on the bulletin board.
It's on the bulletin board.
Yes.
So you can read that. So that is this my month then, isn't it?
And in June, we start our senior safety drive. So anybody that wants to sign up to be part of that class, you sometimes do get a little bit of a discount on your insurance if you pass the class. You have to pass the class to get a discount.
And Hooper's sitting back there saying, sign me up. Thank you, BJ.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I love you. All righty. Where are we? Parks and Recreation Board. I have a few questions, comments, or whatever here. on these minutes, I think that they need to include any motions that were made, and it doesn't. It says we talked about it or we replaced it, but...
Who does the minutes? Rocky?
Well, it needs to say who...
Yeah.
You know, who nominated this person, who seconded that motion, how they were replaced, because if you read the bylaws...
It needs to be just like fireworks.
It asks for that, and it needs to have all those things in it. And you know, I don't have any problem with this, except the only thing I see about Labor Day, and that's creeping up on us right away, is about inflatables.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and possibly you know, a couple of things about the parade, but I think these need to be fleshed out.
Well, I do
because
have some.
I get questions all the time about what are we doing, what are we going to do, and I cannot answer them without I have a little more information.
No. I do have
how people get on the park board. And
we do have an invoice for the to get approved for the fireworks show. What's that guy?
David Sampson.
Yeah, David sent me. He's the mayor of Monteagle.
Yeah.
He's actually, I've actually got two invoices. For the first invoice, he's going to do a 30 minute show. The fireworks is going to cost us $1,800, and he's going to do the labor for $200. So we're going to get it's going to be $2,000 for a 30 minute show. We was paying $5,000 for 15 minutes. So we just need approval for that because it's over the limit.
That's not in here.
I know,
but what I'm saying is, was there a motion and a second by the park board to do this, or who does
yes.
that?
Yes, we brought this up. She just didn't put it in
well,
there.
Well, yeah. I don't mean to be picky, because these are also volunteers, and they've done a wonderful job at that park. If you've not seen how much better the park looks, you need to go look.
Yeah, because he come in and talked
clean,
to me.
It's clean, it's mowed, except for that walking track and the tennis court, it's in great shape. But when people ask me questions, I want to be able to answer those mm-hmm. questions, and I can't from this. So, you know, if other people are present besides just park board members, I think that needs to be in here. I think it needs to say, you know, Sandra Crabtree made a motion to replace so-and-so, and Linda mm-hmm. Hooper seconded or whatever, but because there are people who are always asking questions, but mm-hmm. they do a great job.
I do have one question about that. Okay. In the minutes, you know, it said Joe Morrison will be replacing Stacy as the veterans, which I appreciate, you know, him volunteering for that. But over in the bylaws, mm-hmm. it says the City of Whitwell commissioners shall appoint park board members. So
they have supposed to bring it to you guys and say this is who we want to replace. They have to vote on it, and then they have to bring it to you to tell you and say this is who they're going to replace.
Okay, that's what I thought, because yeah. I knew we had to approve anybody
yeah.
who was brought in.
No,
but that's
they just,
not happened. They just
they just did this.
Okay, so that'll have to be spelled out in the minutes too.
I don't even has Rodney been voted on? I don't even know who's been voted on.
Way back. When they updated their bylaws, they did vote.
I think the only new one would be Joe Marshall.
That's the only new one that I'm aware of.
And that they did. I don't remember who nominated him, but I was here and they nominated him.
Well, that was just my only question, because I knew if we were going to,
you know, we had you were
where?
Redid it
happened
the bylaws.
At a city meeting. He asked me to come to the park board meeting for the financial stuff.
But that needs to be who. You know, because people are asking questions.
I'm not on the park board.
And there are people who want to be on the park board. I can't imagine.
So, but Jim being here as the chairman over the park, can we go ahead and vote Joe, even on this office piece?
I don't think we can do that without a motion from the park board. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but I'm like you.
Did the park board vote on it?
Yeah.
They voted on it. She just didn't put it in the minutes.
But we thought we had to bring it before the board.
You do.
You do.
So that's why.
So are you...
So I think it...
Are you saying you're bringing it to the board? Is that what you're saying?
We can.
I think as a representative, he's representative on the board from the commission. I think if he
is a test in that. That's what the park board did. They probably need to drive some minutes to show that.
Yeah, she needs to be more.
Well, we need to dot every I and cross every T, because park money is public money.
Yeah.
I think if Commissioner Nunley is testing that, that's what happened, and, you know, then this board has the authority to, and should. You know, act one way or the other.
He needs to make a motion to.
The park board's action.
All right.
I'll make a motion that we do that. Point, Joe.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Who seconded that?
I didn't.
I don't know.
Micah.
I think we seriously need to start looking into some way to pay this walking track. I think it's dangerous. We have, it amazes me the number of people who are up there beginning about 6 o'clock in the morning, as soon as it gets daylight, until it's dark. And everybody who's walking knows it is not safe. And I know we don't have $18,000+, I understand that. But I think we need to go back to the three banks and ask them.
Hey, I have to make a motion.
For some money and see if we can't find some money for that.
Didn't you say that Citizens have pledged?
You'll have to ask them for approval.
Citizens, Tri-County.
I hadn't heard nothing from them.
But did they not say?
She said that she asked for $2,500, but I hadn't heard back from.
Citizens, Tri-County has asked their board for $2,500. We have asked the other two banks. I asked First Volunteer and Jim and I both. We put our name on the letter asking both the other banks to give us $2,500. Also, that would be $7,500, but we're talking $18,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something we need to consider. And while we're on that, we need to get Hanna Rogers with MPAS over here and look at a 5-year plan for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
So.
And I'll see Hanna next Wednesday.
So whenever we get that on, before our June meeting, we could start on that. It's not going to happen.
Do what now, sir?
Maybe before our June meeting, we could start on that, our work session in June, you think?
Yes, ma'am. I'll see her on May 17th. And I'll talk with her and see what we can do.
Get something set.
You want a 5-year plan for every?
For everything. This business of hopping from one thing to the other with no definite plan is not a good way to run a business. If you look at how much money we take in and spend out, this is a big business and we need a plan. So.
Well, and we did meet in. Get a good start.
Yeah, we got
some things, you know, that we wanted to do.
And Todd's getting a survey to get.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, anything else about parks? Anybody wants to?
Linda, we need to.
He needs to have.
Get the motion and vote on the fireworks.
Of the benchmark.
Okay.
Yes.
So do I hear a motion that we spend the $2,000 for this fireworks display for Labor Day?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. It needs to go back just like that. All right, Planning Commission. Charlie was back there. Do you have anything you want to say about the Planning Commission, Charlie? You want me to just talk on?
That's his call.
We had the third reading tonight, which means that we will notify of Citizens Tri-County tomorrow that this zoning change has been made. All right. Neighborhood Nuisance Board.
You want to touch base on that? Or you want me to?
Go ahead.
We have actually cited three people into court for the properties that the city has condemned. There was four properties that was condemned. One person has actually torn theirs down. We had found out that one property, even though that they were paying the taxes on it, he still doesn't own it. So we're trying to work through the litigation on that to try to figure out what he can do because the person's dead. One person has given, we're getting the heirs to the property to sign over saying it's all right for us to do a control burn. They're giving us permission. We're getting it notarized and stuff. And that is the one on
North Main.
North Main. The Patterson property. South Main. The Patterson property, they are aware that it has to be torn down. We told them that we would do a control burn, but they've not come in and said anything. The boy that, one of them is going with or what, he came in and said he was going to tear it down himself. So I told him that was fine, but he couldn't do a control burn without the fire department being there. So we're just.
How long do?
The judge gave them 60 days. I think 60 days.
How long has that been?
Well, we were just at court on this last Monday and.
And I've been in contact with all heirs for the Main Street location. We have sent two letters certified. I've been in contact with two of the family members. One's in Florida, and then we had two other family members that were picking up the letter. So all they need to do is sign it, and I pretty much have talked to everybody in that family that has some involvement and has some authority to be able to sign off.
And one come in today, and she said, "Would we notarize it for? Would I notarize it for?" I said, "Yes, that's fine, as long as I get the proper identification when you come in. That way, we want to make sure we got everything dotted."
And I'll touch base with them next week.
I think he told them to come back. They had to come back to court in July to see what the progress is. And then we had one person that was signing into court for the trash. You know what I'm talking about. I know you do. And the judge said he had to come back, and if it was no improvement, then he was going to get charged $50 for every day that it was not cleaned up. So he said he had hired somebody to clean it up, but I hadn't been up there and looked in the last week.
Okay.
That's about it.
Do you have any questions about the nuisance board? Anything you want to bring to attention for the nuisance board? All right.
I do have a question. As far as I know in the past, the members that were on the nuisance board were the ones who actually drove around. They saw anything, you know, they might bring it to our attention or bring it to the attention of the board and let them know, hey, we got a property here. I wonder if there's any way, I don't know how we get into the legal part of this, but if there's any way, like if somebody comes in paying the bill or whatever, if there's a way, like if they know something.
They report that.
But it's confidential, right? I mean, if they put down something.
Oh, yeah, we don't talk about who reported.
Okay.
No.
Because I know that's.
No.
Unless they say they don't care. They know
they say they don't care.
But some of them come in and says, "I don't care if you tell them or not."
But there's no reason. That's a problem. That's a problem that we have sometimes in small communities, that things are said that aren't correct, and then it spreads, and the next thing you know, you've got a major mess. So my view of it is, don't get in drama, keep your mouth shut, and just hush. Even if somebody tells you it's okay to talk about it, no, it's not, because it's just going to cause more uproar.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is report it to the right authorities, which means Todd Mistral, because he's here every day. And then if nothing gets done, you ask to get on the agenda and you come in.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, we don't have all these little side dramas going on all the time. So, all right. Approval of the third reading of Ordinance 334, amending the zoning map to zone property at 500 South Pine Street to I1, General Industrial. And that's what we had the hearing on right after we started our meeting. So, do I hear a motion that we approve this Ordinance number 334?
Make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Oops. Approval of second reading of Ordinance 335 that sets the annual property rate annual property tax rate and the appropriation for the annual budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017. And ending June 30th, 2018 for the city.
Excuse me.
So you've seen that budget? You've looked it over, I trust. Surely he's not getting any colder in here, is he? You could hang a hog now.
No, I was thinking to cut it down.
Okay.
Tell me, cut it up.
3:35. Do I hear a motion that we accept this, that we move ahead with this second reading?
I make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Approval of resolution 249 authorizing the execution of a new lease agreement with Pitney Bowes to upgrade the current postage machine. Do I hear a motion that we approve this first reading?
It's the only reading.
The only reading.
Yeah, resolution.
Resolution. I've got it.
I make a motion that we approve it.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, number four. Now, this is a first reading of ordinance number 336 to amend the annual operating budget. And I can vote for this now that I know we're not head over heels in debt.
This is just where Jensen gave me the authority to move the $10,000 to the state street aid to pay for the traffic lights. Uh-huh. And then I just cleaned up some other stuff because the park grants closed out, and I cleaned it up because it's all closed now. So
speaking of these traffic lights, this turn signal is working both directions now.
That one does now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one is still.
He's not. They've been working. They told me they were tied up down there in Jasper. That new road, I don't know if they're putting traffic lights there or what.
The boondoggle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I touched base with the secretary the other day. I said make sure they had a work order for it, because I sent him the signed copies back in, and she said she sent a work order for it. So I was going to give Todd the information, and maybe he could touch base with the guy and see when they think they might start working on it.
Can you briefly, go down through there and explain what those items are? Because some of them, the second page right here, where you were talking about the changes.
The transfer. The grant revenue park, we had $50,000 to begin with, and it ended up, we got $32,856.44 is what we got. That was the grant. It's closed. It's done. And then building commissions, we had budgeted $20,000 because that was when we were getting a lot of more money from Tennessee American. We didn't know what to budget for, because that was really the first year that we were doing it this way. That last year was like part of 1 year. Right. Another one. So I just reduced it because we're not going to get that much. So I just cleaned it up. And then I took out the library income, because I think that's the money she had said we might get back from the telephone. But I think she maybe that goes in that other library account, because I don't know, I don't get that. And then the local tax, increased it because it looks like we're estimated to do more than what we said.
Than what we had.
Yes. And then in lieu of taxes, looks like we're going to have more than what we expected.
And what is that exactly, in lieu of taxes?
It's like TVA and it, utilities. Usually you'll get any kind of utilities you'll get in lieu of taxes, water utilities and stuff. State Street Aid expenditures went up $10,000 because of the traffic lights. And then the general fund expenditures, I just went through and cleaned up some stuff. On general administrative, I increased it by $12,800, and it had to do with, let me go up here and look. I had increased repairs and maintenance, travel expense, which had to do with more expenditures because now Todd's doing training too besides me. And then we had to have some more in vehicle expense because we had to fix, we went over the estimated budget because we fixed that truck that had the transmission was out in it. So I just cleaned it up so nothing would be running over. But we still ended up, in the police department, increased by $2,595.11, and it was just, increasing because of the, really, most of them was decreased except the vehicle expense, and I had to increase that, but we're getting that money back.
Right, that's the
yes,
insurance.
Yes. But I just had to increase it so that it would be in the expenditure line item, and we've already actually got the check from the insurance company.
Yeah, my
yes. And then the fire department, I increased by $1,500, and it had to do with the repairs and maintenance because of the
stuff the floors
that we were buying for the floors. And then capital outlays, I did decrease by $18,509.12. That was due to the fact that I actually put it into the park and recs department and took it out of the capital outlays because we really needed that for repairs, and they wouldn't consider that to be a really a capital outlay, even though we're ADA compliant and stuff. It's still just an improvement. We'll have to expense it. So that's why I moved it into the regular park and recs account and took it out of the other, because we already paid for the sign and everything else, and the lawnmower.
I like the 32 cents. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was the debt services. I budgeted.
No.
Yeah. I cleaned it up is what it was. We actually paid $27,703.68 for the two vehicles that we got.
Yeah, I just have one more question.
Yes.
What is the $12,000 on the sewer billing department?
That I budgeted $20,000, and we're not going to project that much.
So you just adjusted
yes,
that?
Yes, we're only getting like 8 cents for that. Is actually we get 8 cents for the water bills that we take, and we get 75 cents for the sewer bills that I calculate. And any penalties and interest. If it goes over the 10th, then I charge 1.5% because I have to pay Jasper up front. So.
Any other questions? Okay, I lost my place here.
Sorry.
What do you think we're going to vote on it?
I don't care to explain it to you. I just hope I explain it where you can understand.
Yeah, that makes
money. All right. First reading, then, we're back to that, of this ordinance 336 to amend the annual budget fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2016 and ending June 30th, 2017 for the city of Whitwell. Do I hear a motion that we approve this first reading of this ordinance?
Make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of Resolution 250 amending the bylaws of the Whitwell Park Board. Now, again, I don't have any problem with this because
she should have put it in the minutes.
Better, but it should have been in the minutes. Who, you know, how it was voted, all that kind of thing.
They agreed on it at the last meeting that they wanted to change the.
And these are good.
It's the meeting time, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was the fourth, wasn't it? The fourth Monday of the month. Yeah. Now they want to change it to the third Monday because that's when the county commission meets on the fourth.
Yeah, I know.
Monday, and Todd would like to come some, and too, and he's been going to the county.
Yeah, we need to be going.
So that's why they asked to do that, but it won't change until the July meeting, right? The June meeting
July
is
1st.
Yes.
All right, everybody's had a chance to look over.
That was the only thing that was changed.
These bylaws. Do I hear a motion that we approve them?
Make a motion, please.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, we're down to resolution 251. And this is authorizing a new lease agreement with ACT and Toshiba.
They might want to look at that.
Upgrading our current copier, blah, 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 and establishing an email system. You want to talk about this, Todd?
Yes, ma'am. Our lease for the current copier comes up in October. So we're either going to have to pay fair market value, and then we're responsible for the upkeep and repairs. Or what we can look at doing is doing another lease. With the proposed new equipment, right now our current costs average around $606. That's with our current lease and for the use and upkeep.
$600 how often?
Monthly.
And so with the new, with the new machine, what we're looking at is $477 monthly. And that's going to be for the upkeep and the use and the lease agreement. As you know, one of the things I've talked about is trying to get everybody a City of Whitwell email address where it makes it more efficient. We can start working shared drive. That comes out to about $6 per employee and also, you know, commissioners. There is a one-time fee of $500 for the tech to come out and start setting up the server. We will all go through the training. That way everybody understands how to use the system. With the shared drive, is going to be on a tier system. So like when we're dealing with the budget, is I can actually look at what she's doing from my computer, so she's not here. I can access the same information. Also, if I'm not here, she would be able to access. We would be able to put our department policies, procedures. The way this new machine is, if somebody wants time off or sick time, all they have to do is punch a button. It'll either print out, or if they want to send me something, they can scan it and it automatically comes to my email. So we're looking at, like I said, the one-time $500 and then the $6 user fee, and there's what we're figuring right now is just approximately 20 email addresses. And so the money that we're saving with going to this new lease, I think will pretty much cover most of the monthly costs as far as getting this email system set up and the share drive. But I will tell you, for me, it's going to make my job a lot easier, but it's going to make us a lot more efficient in communicating work orders, stuff of that nature, to where we can all be in contact and know what's going on.
Have documentation.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to come into the 21st century.
We're working that way.
Sounds good to me. All right, you've heard what Mr. Mistro has to say about this. You've looked this over in your packet. Do I hear a motion that we accept this proposal?
Make a motion, we accept it.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And now we come to 252, and this is that tractor we talked about last month.
In the budget workshop.
But this is in the budget workshop,
yes.
But this is the actual agreement.
Yes, all this right. Is about the financing of it. He said if we go ahead and get this signed, we could lock that, I could lock it in the interest rate of 3.524 if I do it now. Okay. And
so do we have any questions about this tractor lease purchase? So we're going to get it at an interest rate of
3.524. 7 years.
We're going to be paying for 7 years, and we're going to be paying how much a year?
It's $11,465.24.
It says seven. No more. I mean, no tractor.
Yeah, so we have it too. This is actually going to have a cab over it with windows and stuff too. It'd be safer for him because somebody hits it, because they hit him on that one and about knocked him off of it. It's a total cost of $71,366.20. His mower is either a 1994 or 84. The other road side.
It's 84.
It's 84.
When would we get this?
That's what I talked to. Dixon County man called me to make sure that we were wanting it because he only had three installed and built, and he said he was calling his best customers. He said he would save me one if I tell him for sure that we're getting it. And I said, yes, we've already talked about it in the budget, and all I got to do is get this passed. So he's saving me one, or we'd have to wait till November. So
it's ready.
It'll be ready for us July.
And where is it?
In Dixon, Tennessee.
And we get it July 1.
Yes.
Any other questions you want to ask about the tractor?
I make a motion. We go ahead and purchase.
Do I hear a second to this motion?
Second.
Do I hear, all in favor? Do I hear all in favor say aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Any announcements that need to be made?
Mayor, if you don't mind, I have one more part. I know it wasn't on the agenda. the backhoe that we have currently right now, the cylinders are leaking, the hydraulic fluid. We're looking at an emergency repair. If it breaks, that's the only one we're having right now. We're in the, we're trying to clean out and replace some of the tiles. But we're looking at $760 for 8 hours of work, and then we're looking at $220 for each part is about $110 for each cylinder. And so I was trying to see if we could get approval.
So how many cylinders? What's the total cost?
$980 is what we're looking at to get the two leaking cylinders fixed. In that way, you know, the rest of the repairs we can look at for next budget year. But right now with those two leaking, if they do rupture, we're looking at additional costs.
And so we do have the money to do this?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you've heard Mr. Mistro present his case about the leaky cylinders.
$900 to fix two cylinders?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We can get them done cheaper than that.
Since it's under $1,000, it's not a bid. Is that right? If I'm not mistaken.
Who's going to fix it?
It's Smith, Adam Smith from Dunlap. He has an equipment company that he used to work for Stowers. Now he actually fixed the other cylinders that was leaking, and they was been fixed for a while, and we've had no problem out of it since he's worked on it.
So you've heard, do we have discussion? Anything you want to say here?
If it's under $1,000, then you don't even have to have approval. He just letting us be aware of it.
I got that part.
Yeah.
All right. Just because I like you people, do I hear a motion that we do approve this action?
Okay, Nathan, I'll say this.
I'll make a motion that we'll go ahead and fix it.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Are you opposed or are you aye?
Aye.
Okay. So it's a 4-1. Okay.
He said no.
Yeah, he said no. You know him, he fixes everything. Okay. Sandy,
no, I just want to remind our next meeting with the attorneys is May 22nd, and so it'll be supposed to be at 5:00.
That's when they start.
Right.
Yeah. This is the interviews for attorneys, and this is that a public meeting?
I don't know.
It's not. Because it's personnel.
Yeah.
All righty.
Wish all your mothers happy Mother's Day.
Yep.
And well, and happy family for putting up with them. Okay. Is there any other business?
Our girls softball team is playing Jasper. If they win, they win district.
They'll play again at 7:00 if they win tonight. They'll play again. Wheatville High School's girls are currently playing softball district tournament. And if they win, they'll play again at 7:00. And I didn't get the facts about what, because I know they're going to win.
Well, Ronnie said it was 5-0 earlier, as we first started.
Game's over.
And?
Been over for 30-something minutes.
Oh, and?
Whitwell won 7-0.
All right.
Yay.
They play again tonight or tomorrow night?
They play tonight at 7:00.
Okay. That's going on right now. Okay.
So it's, yeah, you run down to the game. Do I hear a motion that we adjourn?
I make that a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, who's
opinion
is this?
I'll let you stay behind.
It's been sat in there.
Is this your?
No, I don't want it. I don't like that. I need to sign it.
Yes, ma'am.
I talked to Murdoch. We have a call into Steyer. We had an email from Burton. I mean, we're looking.
Yeah, because he thought I did.
We know that there's some repairs and upkeep that needed to go on. Yeah, with the cylinders and the servicing, they do not. They all hard checks. We're looking at. We're looking at almost $2,200.
He does have to do it. He just don't want to.
You can have it.
Yeah.
really good.
She made a call for her.
Just done so well.
What team was running?
They do not play tonight. They do not. They don't know.
Make a motion, I'll get you a document.
Well, long story, but basically didn't have any paper and, you know, when the phone rings, it's white. I gotta get the information, so that's what it got written on. You know, you gotta improvise and overcome, so that's what I'm gonna do.
You walk me at a red light with a stupid reporter on my phone. Take in what they're saying. Looks like I'm trying to drill the thing.
Oh, that's just for a section, just to add on.
There's gotta be a better way, I just don't know what it is.
I think groundwork and gravel.
That'd be fireman.
Gotta get rid of this cold. I've been fighting, you know, it never fails when I first moved, when I moved back to Texas, you know, dry. Within 4 months of moving back there, I mean, I never had the flu before in my life. So, you know, moving back, now you get the pollen back in the air. You know, my immune system got used to Texas and...
Yeah, well, this will be your vaccination.
About a month to get accustomed, but it's, I'm ready to get rid of it. It's in my chest now.
We really don't need to have to vote on it.
$25 an
hour. I sit there.
Yep.
Talk with what I need.
Say little, cough less.
They were talking about if everybody didn't agree to it, only the library would be affected by it. The library, he was saying that we were all in the cities. That ain't the way I heard it. That ain't the way I heard it, because we're a separate camp, we're in the city. They would lose service because they can't be under the county no more.
Hey Jim.
In the board.
Yeah.
Edward.
What you been doing, buddy?
Working, that's about it. Out of the Air Force Base. For now.
Don't they give less than we do?
I don't know. I get my
I got a job.
They were talking about their coffee jar. I couldn't help but laugh. I'm sorry. She said, "Well, we only get 60 cents sometimes." I said, "I don't hear anything. I don't see it twice. Whether 60 cents or 60,000,
I learned a lot.
And I said, "I hate that."
Looks like one of those.